off to our right side as they try to check the green right on their offensive end of the rink, and Jerry Odrowski doing a magnificent job along with Wayne Maxner. They whip it back in on goal. Bowman clears that puck back of the cage. After him goes Wayne Maxner. Maxner and Noel Price. Price, a big rugged veteran who really can skate once he gets started, but he's having trouble starting now. A shot gets the puck back off to Maxner. Maxner, left-hand corner, freezes it against the boards, kicks it loose, tries to find somebody to pass it to, kicks it with a skate. Still uses up the clock, however. Both teams are at equal strength. Ron Schock and Wayne Maxner keeping that puck in the attacking zone, along with Jerry Odrowski. For 47 seconds, they've kept it in that left-hand corner. Finally, John Hanna whips it to the other side of the rink to see if they can't get some action there. Swarbrick and McNabb team up on him to break up the play, but it's a breakaway, but it's an offside pass. They try that breakaway with the all of the defense to one side of the boards and sneak somebody down the far side, but they were across the double line. And you can't pass from behind one line to a man waiting on across a second line. In other words, you can't be behind your own blue line and pass to your teammate who is on the other side of the center line. Face-off just inside the blue line of the Quebec Aces. The puck controlled by Ray Sear into the right-hand corner with Connolly to his right side, Michelle Harvey to the left. McNabb and Odrowski are the defensive line. Up ice. Blackburn and Noel Price, the defenseman. Conley and Ray Sear teaming up on him. The puck whipped against the boards into the attacking zone, around the curve and back of Jack McCartan. Icing is called against Quebec. A minute 17 seconds down. Third period, San Francisco leading 7-3. On the San Francisco Federal scoreboard. Line change for the Aces. And they will change lines quickly here, I believe. Give their boys a breather so that they can go. Now Ron Harris, Thurlby come on defensively. Coach Charlie Burns brings his defense off. Harris and Thurlby. Ray Sear, the centerman, face-off controlled in the attacking zone by Ray Sear, but they whistle it down. Offside called on the face-off. They'll face-off again. Bauman has had 12 saves in the first period, 12 in the second. McCartan had 14 in the first period, 13 in the second. Sear, back of the point, Harris, shot on goal. Ron Harris, glove save as he goes to his knees and hangs onto it. A whistler by Harris. Again, they'll face off right wing circle. Again, the face off. Back it goes to Harvey to the neutral zone this time. The puck bounced against the boards. Across the red line to Harvey. Harvey whips it into the left-hand corner. It's cleared by the defense of Quebec. Don John skates up the right side. It's checked away inside the red line by Tom Thurlby. Thurlby to Michelle Harvey and back into the attacking zone once again as the Seals will try to keep that play in this end of the rink all night long. The puck stolen by Michelle Harvey. Checked away, but Michelle runs his way around the man. The puck knocked out of his grasp. He loses his glove. The puck picked out of there quickly by Jim Morrison. Off the left side it goes. Dwayne Hicks, shot on goal. Beautiful save. As he split the defense, Wayne Hicks. But the deke would not work on the goaltender, Jack McCartan, who rode the puck off his shoulder and off to the left side. And now finally it goes down the other end of the rink and it'll be icing San Francisco. .217. Into the third period, the score 7-3. The San Francisco Seals are in front. Face-off, left wing circle. On San Francisco ice, Harris and Thurlby in there defensively. Del Topple to center, Nicholson to the left side, Brisson on the right. Here's the faceoff. Back to the point, slap shot Noel Price. Back it goes to Captain Al Nicholson. Back to the red line, picked up by the Aces. Checked away by Thurlby. Thurlby skates the red line, takes the slap shot, blocked by Hanna, the defensive captain for the Quebec Aces. Skates the right wing blue line, takes the shot from 60 feet. It's off the stick of McCartan, cleared away by Nicholson. Nicholson stops, comes out the left side, right inside the blue line to Tal Topple, deflects it on the red line to Brisson. Back to the right side to Topple, who puts on speed, centers in front of the net. Kicked away by Bauman. The puck cleared. Three of the green-clad Quebec Aces skate the blue line, driving hard. The puck cleared away. The shot into the left-hand corner. Back it goes to Topple. Topple picking it up beautifully. Back off to Nicholson. Nicholson at left wing. Skates around the left-hand corner. Goes in after it. Runs Noel Don Johns into the boards. Del Topple goes in to pick up that puck And it is frozen there and whistled down.
Here's a special news bulletin from KCBS News. The threatened newspaper strike has been averted. Details on Don Mosley's news following the hockey game.
Well, I don't know what that bulletin was. Well, they weren't cheering because they heard that the strike was being settled, ladies and gentlemen. They're cheering because Del Topple scored. Odrowski and Al Nicholson getting the assist, and the Seals lead at 8-3. Well, you can't have better timing than that. George Swarbrick to Ron Schock across the line. The Seals doing everything they can to bring cheers for the newspaper people. George Swarbrick across the blue line dumps the puck into the right-hand corner. So that cheer you heard as we broke for the... Ron Schock deep in the left-hand corner. Back out to Swarbrick. Swarbrick trying to get it in there for a shot. Is knocked down from the backside by Berenson. The puck cleared back to the neutral zone. Up the line, hustling hard. Trying to drive his way across the line was Gordon Lavoisier. Can't do it. Gets it to Maxner. Maxner skates the left wing. Deep in the corner. Centers the puck. It's checked clear by the Quebec Aces. Skating hard as Red Berenson goes deep into the corner. McNabb goes after him. Deflects it with his stick out of the ring. At San Francisco Federal Savings, accounts opened by the 10th of the month earn a current high dividend rate of 4.85% from the first. These dividends are paid and compounded quarterly. So, for extra profits and an extra margin of safety, start your savings account now at San Francisco Federal, a good place to save. As we stepped out for that bulletin, there was a drive on goal by Nicholson. He took a hard shot. It was rebounded in front of the net by Del Topple and rammed home, and Topple getting the eighth goal of the night for San Francisco. At 3:15, officially, assisted by Nicholson and Jerry Odrowski. Faceoff, left wing circle, San Francisco ice. 4:18 on the San Francisco Federal scoreboard. Gravel after the puck, into the corner, pins his man against the boards, leaves the puck for Schock. He digs it out, skates the right side of the boards. Schock across the neutral zone. It's stolen by Berenson. Berenson across the right side. Takes the shot. It's blocked by Jean-Marc Picard. Picard off to Ron Schock. Schock cross-rinks it to Swarbrick. Swarbrick skates in. Fakes, drops the pass back on a beautiful fake, but his man didn't quite get there in time. And the puck's cleared back to the neutral zone once again. Maxner after the puck. Across the red line he goes, dumps it deep in a corner back of the net. The far side. Ron Schock flattened as he goes after that puck. Swarbrick picks it up, tries to ride it back to the point. Can't do it, and the puck's cleared away. Skating hard, Lavoisier trying to run around and get away if Johnny Gravel if he can, but he can't do it. Berenson clears the puck to Gray. Terry Gray back to the point. Don John, slap shot, 60-footer. Deflection in front of the net. No good by Lavoisier. Another deflection in front of the net. Cleared by Schock. Ron skates hard to Swarbrick. Swarbrick has a man breaking to the right side. Skates the blue line. Dumps it into the left-hand corner. And the Seals come back for a line change. Connolly is on the ice with Michelle Harvey. After Berenson, and a penalty is called. Hooking will be called against Harvey. The fifth penalty tonight against San Francisco, Michelle Harvey. Hooking penalty. $3,119 here tonight for the Quebec Aces. And I'll tell you, those of you that missed this game, have missed seeing a fine hockey team. And I'm talking about the San Francisco Seals. Here's the shot on goal. It's cleared away. Deflected off the side, center right in front of the net on the power play. Cleared by Odrowski down the other end. The Seals are shorthanded. One man McNabb, Wodrowski defensively. With Ray Sear, Wayne Conley. Sear all the way up at the net to the right side, trying to break up the play before it gets started. Up ice come the Quebec Aces across the blue line. Hoekstra back to the side it goes to Rochefort, a whistling slap shot that's glove high and stopped by McCartan, picked up by Wodrowski, rags his way to the blue, stick handles his way all the way back in his own end of the rink. Back off he goes, whips it against the screen, bounces it back to the neutral zone. Gets cleared back in the blue line of Quebec by the Aces, Blackburn. Blackburn skates the blue line, gets across that line, looked like it was offside almost, but not quite, stolen by Wodrowski. It goes to Conley. He's got Sear to the left side, but the pass is too long to Ray Sear, and Sear can't get to it. The puck cleared by the Aces again, and again Conley's back right away with his two defensemen aligned, and again Wodrowski breaks up the play. 45 seconds on the clock. Ray Sear forechecking in the attacking zone along with Conley. Blackburn trying to skate. Deep into the left corner he goes. Centers the puck, and it goes all the way back to the other side and down to the other end of the rink as he missed his man. 30 seconds on the clock. Conley and Ray Sear trying to forecheck away and break up that play as best they can. They do. Conley steals the puck as Sear knocks it away. Conley picking it up, has it taken away by Blackburn. Blackburn loses it. Back it goes to the neutral zone. 10 seconds on that penalty clock left. Line change for San Francisco. Maxner comes on along with Ron Schock down the right side. Here's the shot on goal, deflected by Wodrowski and out of the rink as the penalty is killed. So a nice hand for the defensive team of the San Francisco Seals as they hold the Quebec Aces again. Both teams at equal strength. They will face off right wing circle. Mortson in the San Francisco zone against Del Topple, who gets the faceoff, draws it back to his teammate Tom Thurlby against the boards to the right wing side to Jerry Brisson. Brisson can't hang on to the puck, finally gets hold of it, cross rinks it off to Thurlby. Thurlby inside the red line to Topple. Topple to Al Nicholson. Nicholson breaking in on goal. He has to pass it off, and it's cleared away by the Quebec Aces. The Aces skating hard. Rochefort digging his way down ice, but has it taken away. Picked out of there by Thurlby. Thurlby to Brisson. Brisson skates the red line to Topple. Topple has Brisson skating in on goal. Brisson centers the puck. It's ridden into the boards. Del Topple goes in to fight for that puck, though, himself. He's knocked down on the ice. The whistle blows, and they freeze it there. At 8:17 on the San Francisco Federal scoreboard. The first and most important measure of safety for savings is the quality of First Mortgage home loans in which they're invested. High-quality loans give you that extra margin of safety at San Francisco Federal Savings. For a high current annual dividend rate of 4.85% and that extra margin of safety, open your savings account now at San Francisco Federal, a good place to save. Play underway with the San Francisco Seals defending in their own zone. Rochefort back to the right side to Mortson. Shot on goal. Clicked away by the body and then the stick of Ron Harris. And the burly defenseman off to the right side it goes to Topple to Brisson into the right-hand corner where Nicholson comes over to center in front of the cage. But it's back checked away by the wingman for the Quebec Aces, Mortson. He hustles his way up the middle, skates the blue, and then the red line. A body check attempt by Ron Harris, and he checked his own man out of the way as he missed one man and caught the trailing man, and that happened to be Del Topple. And Topple really shaken up on that one. Gets it to Nicholson, though. Nicholson skates the blue. Drop pass back to Swarbrick. Keeps it in play, deep in the corner. Nicholson driving for that puck, and the big raw-boned captain of the Seals dumps it around the corner, and a penalty is called against Quebec.
Roy, they have a good tight one going down south in the Los Angeles Sports Arena. They're into the third period down there as we are here. And Los Angeles is still protecting a one-goal lead. They're ahead of Victoria by a 4-3 score now. They've been right on each other's tail all through the evening there, 2-1, then 3-2, and now 4-3. The Blades holding the upper hand throughout that contest, and they're in the third period down there. Here it is, the Seals with a commanding lead, looking bigger every moment, of course, with that clock moving against the Quebec squad now, midway through the third period, and it's the Seals still ahead by 5, 8-3 the score.
Give The Seals with a powered beam on the ice. Puck frozen back into the webbing by the San Francisco Seals' impetus, and it's pushed back outside the blue line. It'll be faced off left wing circle, blue line of the Quebec Aces of the American Hockey League. They haven't lost very many games, 13 up to tonight, all season long. Faceoff, Ron Schock to Maxner. Maxner cross rink to his defenseman in his own end of the rink, Johnny Gravel. Gravel back to Thurlby. Thurlby hustles up the middle of the red line, shoots it in. Off the glove, it booms of Gary Bauman. Maxner pins his man to the boards. Back to the point it goes, and it gets to Thurlby beautifully. Right side, Gravel. Gravel can't get the shot. Right side to Connolly. Back to Thurlby. Thurlby, center point. Takes the shot. Can't get it away. Knocks his man down. The puck cleared in there between the legs of the Quebec ace, who is knocked to the ice by the shot, and he freezes it there. A minute, 30 seconds on the penalty clock. That kind of hurt as Cleet Mortson was dropped. Ron Schock is centering Swarbrick on the right side, Maxner on the left, with Gravel and Thurlby. They face off on top of the circle on the left wing side. Back to the center point it goes to Gravel. Slap shot, Gravel. Kick save. Goaltender Bowman. The puck into the left wing corner. Dug out of there by Ron Schock. Looks for a man. Back it goes. Center point, Swarbrick. Swarbrick back off left point, Thurlby. Thurlby, right point, Gravel. Gravel, slap shot, screen. He scores! The third power play goal of the night. Johnny Gravel. Getting that one from Thurlby and Swarbrick. That's only one assist given at the moment on that, Thurlby. Although I think they'll give one a little bit later to George Swarbrick, who set up the play across the line. That's the seventh goal of the season for Johnny Gravel, and he certainly is in the running for Rookie of the Year honors, as he has seven goals with a total of 13 assists. Check that he has now eight goals and 13 assists for 21 points. And Gravel, as a rookie, has been playing a first-line defensive position almost all season long, doing a fine job, and is certainly the key to the power play point for the San Francisco Seals. Gravel belts his man on the boards, kicks the puck loose, swings it back to the point, but is kept in play by Don Johns, but checked out of there by Michelle Harvey. Slap shot off the pads of Jean-Marc Picard, picked up by Harvey. Harvey to Conley at the red line. Stick handles the right wing at the blue, fakes around his man, goes in, he tries to score. The puck centered in front of the net, they can't find it. The goaltender's knocked down, the puck is cleared away at the last second by Johns of Quebec. Nice play by Conley, but he did not have his man in position to follow through. Great effort by Conley, who's really giving his all tonight. Jean-Marc Picard picks up that puck, skates back of his net off to our left side. The 11-16 on the San Francisco Federal scoreboard. Passes right side, Gravel. Gravel, cross-rink pass, deflected away. Picked off by Sear, right side to Conley. Conley, stick handles back in his own end of the rink. Now Red Berenson, who has been playing for Montreal quite a few games this year, has the puck checked away by Jean-Marc Picard, picked up by Ray Sear. Sear, the blue, skates the red line, loses the puck in the attacking zone of Quebec. The Aces change lines, and as they do, they regroup at the red line, drive hard, with Ed Hoekstra setting up his line, trying to drive for the corner to Blackburn, centering in front of the cage on a deflection attempt to Wayne Hicks, and it's no good. The shot on goal and a rebound by Noel Price is wide to the right side as it's sticked away by McCartan, cleared in there. John Hanna takes a shot on goal. It's cleared off the skate of his own man, Blackburn. Go back again with that puck, and they're in command here offensively. Finally, Gravel comes over, whips the puck cross rink, back to the neutral zone. Hanna is knocked awry, you might say, by Michelle Harvey. The puck is cleared by Michelle. Stick handles his way through. Oh, there's a hooking or slashing penalty. I'm not sure what you'll call it against the Quebec Aces. The whistle blows. Tripping. Harvey was really belted to the ice that time at 12:29. For extra convenience, you can save by mail at San Francisco Federal Savings. They pay postage both ways. Drop in at any one of San Francisco Federal's 8 Bay Area offices for your free save by mail kit. And remember, accounts open by the 10th earn the high current annual dividend rate of 4.85 from the very first. It is 9-3, San Francisco leading the Quebec Aces, the leaders of the American Hockey League. Swarbrick did finally get an assist on that play, as we said he probably would. It is 12-42. The Seals have a power play going, but they have to get the puck first to get the power play in action. And now on the short side, trying to get to it is Del Toppel. Can't do it. The Aces with that puck in their own end of the rink. Crisscrossing it. Toppel breaking it up beautifully. Skates into the right-hand corner. Runs his man to the board. Trying to take it away from him. Help him out is Jerry Brisson. The puck's centered in front of the net. Nicholson's got it. He's got the position. The puck's on the blue line. It goes to Thurlby deep into the right-hand corner. It's golfed back to the right-hand point, where it's kept in play and then stolen by Ed Hoekstra. Ed goes in for the shot on goal, and it's off the pads and right through the legs of Jack McCartan. Looked like he had an easy save, as he didn't have any angle to shoot, but it went right through his legs. And that's the fourth goal of the night at 13-16. That's his 18th goal of the season. Noel Price getting the assist. That's a short side goal. The Seals still have the power team on the ice. With a minute 13 seconds to go on this penalty against Quebec. The faceoff controlled by San Francisco's Maxner to Thurlby, right side to Ron Harris. Harris whips it in on the power play, deep in the left-hand corner. Maxner goes after it, swings around, tries to run by his man. Also after the puck is Swarbrick. Swarbrick and Maxner, two team to get the puck. Maxner gets it loose. Off the left side along with Swarbrick. Swarbrick and Noel Price having a real battle, and that's the battle to watch. And finally they start to go at it. And now they're really doing it. Swarbrick is knocked down from behind. And now Swarbrick is going after Noel Price. And Swarbrick is grabbing Price. Thurlby is getting there to grab somebody else. Serves a right by Noel Price. Swarbrick grabs him by the neck and hangs on tight. And really tries to belt him one to the heart. He grabs him and pulls him up against the fence and holds him there. And the Swarbrick has got arms of steel. He can hold that man. He's pulled his sweater jersey right over his head. And finally they rip him away. Swarbrick just trying to get in on him. George doesn't know how to fight too well, but he is so strong that he took Noel Price and literally ragdolled him all the way around the line. And now Swarbrick wants to get at him, and Price wants to go too. Noel Price is a veteran and hasn't seen much riding around like that in a long while, I don't believe. And there are sticks and gloves all over the ice to the right side.
Swarbrick and Breisner were battling for position around that net, and that's what really, I don't think much would have really gone beyond that point. But one of the Quebec men came up behind Swarbrick and hit him over, a glancing blow over the shoulder from behind, a two-on-one situation. Swarbrick had no chance to defend himself against that. And I guess it was just that flare-up that then turned the real heat on, and Swarbrick took after Price. For